98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
This is 50 Shades of Jay, and yous are listening to Brendan's Bit.
98 FM.
20 past nine on Bank Holiday Friday. Brendan, you're going to be chatting about a statue.
I am. That is on the way. First up this morning, though, can we get a round of applause, please, for a very clever pig named Norbert.
Oh, Norbert.
Norbert, I know. Norbert has just bagged himself a world record for skateboarding. If
I die before no I way. Wake.
Yeah. The perfectly poised piggy from Illinois earned the record for the fastest 10 meters on a skateboard by a pig. So Norbert managed to do it in just over 11 seconds, right? His owner, Vincent, said that he discovered Norbert had the talent for skateboarding when he pulled his old skateboard like out of the garage or whatever. Yeah. He's doing a bit of a clear out and found it, right? So he got some unsalted peanuts as a encouragement and a
very
treat.
Good.
And he said he had Norbert pushing himself down the street in just a couple of sessions. He said in the first day alone, he jumped up on the skateboard like not a bother.
They're so clever though. Pigs are so smart.
So smart.
That's why I don't eat them.
Yeah, Vincent says Norbert, who weighs 12 and a half stone. I don't know why that's applicable to the story. Norbert, I apologise. He says he now looks like a natural on the board and loves showing off his skills. The best bit of this story for me, Norbert's nickname, Tony Pork, after Tony Hawk.
Go on, Norbert.
It really tickled me. Norbert. Up next this morning in Brendan's Bit, the first Monday in May is known by millions the world over as the day that hundreds of famous people get dressed up and stand on some very large steps in New York. Mm. The Met Gala, it's raised millions of dollars for the fashion section of the museum since 1948. We once went to the Met Gala.
We did, yeah, in New York.
And Reb, we walked into a room and she's like, am I in another room of pots?
There were loads.
She'd had enough. So each May, A-listers, they're given a theme and they're invited to dress up, show off.
I do love the whole theme thing every year. I know they can be different and not what you'd expect, but I'd love to just do a denim and diamonds
did
theme.
Did they do it one year? It was your man's... Was the theme his cat?
No, it was Karl Lagerfeld in general.
And then,
but people took creative control and decided to go as the cat.
So anyway, all the like really famous people, they dress up, show off, and they pay out most importantly, right? It's a who's who. Everyone from Kim K to Lady Gaga, Rihanna, and loads more, they've all been there, right? So we were intrigued a little while ago when, I think you might have mentioned in Worldwide Reb, that London was going to launch its own version of the Met Gala,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
It's all gone quiet since I heard no more about it, right? Would you like me to fill you in a bit more on the London version of the Met Gala? It's already happened.
Oh, dear.
It's been and gone to almost no fanfare. Celebs stepped out for London's version of the Met Gala on Sunday.
Is that when Kim Kardashian wore the thing over her head?
I don't know if that's what that was about.
Yeah, okay.
They did get some big names. Perhaps she was there.
Yeah.
The names I know of, Mick Jagger, Naomi Campbell, and Janet Jackson. They were all there. The theme was pink.
Oh, just pink.
The colour, not the singer, right?
Yeah.
So the theme being pink, Janet Jackson wore a long red dress. Maya Jama arrived in florals.
Groundbreaking.
And Naomi Campbell did a Jerry Halliwell and popped on a Union Jack dress.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it in pink though?
No, it wasn't. No, it was...
Oh.
Yes. The event was invite only. Tickets cost £2,000 per person. Ooh. And the money raised will go towards the British Museum, right? One journalist writing in The Independent, the English version, not the Irish one, wrote this. The ball shows, at a time when Britain is fretting about decline, it is the champagne and social fluidity that will lead us out of the darkness.
Oh.
Moving swiftly on.
I just thought there was going to be a really big deal about that when they announced it.
It just passed
maybe next
by
year, maybe
comment.
Next year.
And I guess like the Met Gala started in the 80s and there probably wasn't much talk about that. So maybe it's going
to
have a few.
Takes time for things to grow.
It does, yeah. Finally this morning, speaking of Jerry Halliwell and her Union Jack dress, she had this song in the first Bridget Jones movie. Oh no, that's my wrong clip. Sorry, wait. She had this song in the first British Jones movie. It's
raining men. Yes!
Remember, a fight, a real fight.
I loved that whole album that she came out with, Scream If You Want to Go Faster. That is a solo single. She just nailed it.
Yeah, so good. Well, Dear Old Bridge is in the news this morning for a very good reason. She's going to be immortalized in a new statue in the middle of London.
Is she?
Yeah, a Bridget Jones statue is going to be unveiled at Leicester Square to honor everyone's favorite singleton. Renee Zellweger Zellweger is going to be there for the bronze Bridget, it's going to stand alongside other statues in Leicester Square. It's limited but very exclusive. Mary Poppins and Paddington.
Aww.
So you're going to have Mary Poppins, Paddington and Bridget Jones.
Three absolute icons.
And Sally Phillips, who plays Bridget's friend Shazza.
Tell them they can stick.
Yeah.
Leave it up there. Bosses.
She's going to host the unveiling of this statue. It's going to take place, not long to wait, the 17th of November.
Brilliant.
The timing's perfect. It marks 25 years since the first Bridget Jones movie was released in cinemas.
They're just timeless. They're so good.
That is Brendan's bit.
Thanks, Brent.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
It is a bank holiday weekend and Russell is here with his What's On Guide. Russell, how are you?
Hello, happy Friday. Happy Bank Holiday Friday to you all. Lots and lots of busy bees this weekend and lots of things to go on. But firstly, let's talk about the marathon.
Yes.
None of us are running it.
No.
But we may get disrupted by it. So here is AA Road Watch to tell you that major roads around the city will be closed on Sunday. Marion Street, Upper Mount Street, Crescent, Marion Square and Fitzwilliam Street and Baggot Street in different areas. So just be aware of that if you are coming into the city to observe, support and everything like that.
Yeah.
Best of luck to everyone who is running in that.
Absolutely.
You are wonderful people. And I admire you all, but I don't think I'll be joining you. I'm saying that so I have a record of when I do it when I turn 40.
Yeah,
like
never
a
say never.
Yes,
never say never.
Yeah. So then it's like, well, you said you'd never do it, and there you did on the radio. Something I have done many a time is a tattoo. I think I'm 14
you
now.
Fab tattoo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I need more. I haven't got one in about a year now. Gasping for one. So I might go to the convention. The Dublin Tattoo Convention is taking place at the RDS today until Sunday. Lots of international artists coming along.
Brilliant.
Showing off their skills, lots of vendors as well. You see a thing called Hustle Butter? It's a great thing for. It's a fantastic.
Excuse me?
It's a fantastic little recovery thing for your tattoos.
Oh,
I use it all the time, and I tell everyone.
I use the Bepanthen, the nappy rash.
Oh yeah, yeah, for the babies.
Yeah.
They have a tattoo specific one as well, which is kind of wild.
Yes.
They have that there anyway. There's lots of different bits of entertaining. There's competitions as well that take place throughout the day. I was fascinated by the competitions because I was like, it's going to be a bit, scabby looking. They do it all on the basis of them being healed. So if your artist is demonstrating there and you have a healed tattoo, you can actually take part in the competition.
Oh.
When it's pretty, just really, really nice.
Yeah.
As I said, the RDS until Sunday. At Vicar Street on Sunday night, this lady.
Excuse me?
Yes.
It's a hologram.
Vicar Street don't have the budget for a Nava-style hologram. I'm sorry, with all due respect.
Is it a tribute act?
It's a tribute act. My,
My
heart will go on.
Are there tickets still on sale? Because I'm going.
Yes, there are. My heart will go on.
You're busy on Sunday.
Oh, I know. Just go on your own.
There's a Celine Dion tribute act coming to Vicar Street.
Yes, so this is...
I'm texting Patrick immediately.
He actually is. This is a celebration of the music of Celine Dion. It has travelled around Europe for the last 4 years.
Amazing.
Gotten lots of great reviews and everything. And all of your favourite songs will be taking place there. The Queen of Power Ballads. She won't be there herself. It's a bit like Eurovision back in Basel. She won't... No rumours that she'll be there, but she will. Her songs will be performed.
Brilliant.
If you're up for some theatre as well, Poor at the Gate Theatre. It's closing on Sunday the 2nd of November, so it's your last chance to see it. It's about Katrina O'Sullivan's wonderful book. Huge praise in the media and online about this. Well worth seeing. There's also an ISL performance of it tomorrow afternoon well. And then if you are looking for some bingo,
always.
And caricatures.
You
can go to Third Space on Saturday. There is a fundraiser for the Back Into Daylight Animal Sanctuary taking place there Saturday evening.
Cute.
If you want a bit of panto, Hansel, Gretel and the Witch in Dublin's first Halloween panto starring... Oh, I said Eurovision twice in one thing. What a surprise. Niamh Kavanagh and George McMahon in that. Flea Market on Sunday at the Liberties at the Digital Hub. And the IFI have a fantastic horror-thon of all horror movies ahead of Halloween taking place. Full details at the ifi.ie. That's all you need to know.
So much going on for the long weekend. Russell, thank you so much for that.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.